USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. The first doses of the COVID-19 vaccine from Pfizer and BioNTech are on their way to distribution points across the nation after FDA approval on Friday. The first trucks guarded by U.S. Marshals rolled out of Pfizer's plant in Michigan this morning. About 3 million initial doses are being set out and are expected to arrive at hundreds of distribution centers across the country between Monday and midweek. FDA Chief Stephen Hahn addressed the skepticism of receiving the vaccine on ABC's This Week.
We need to address their fears and concerns. We need to roll this out in a way that provides confidence to people. But we also need to be transparent. What do we know? What do we don't know? We want the data to be known.
Vaccinating healthcare workers and nursing home residents is the first priority. Nearly 300,000 Americans have died from the virus. You're listening to USA Radio News.
For over 3 years, you've heard me rave about the MyPillow Premium Pillow from Mike Lindell. You've heard how they don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Well, now you can get the best deal ever on a MyPillow Premium Pillow, the ones that started it all. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings, and king-size pillows are only $5 more. This is the time to buy because that 60-day money-back guarantee is now extended to March 1st, 2021. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, use my promo code USA. There you'll find this special and savings deep discounts on all the MyPillow products, but only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, and use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175. Tell them you want the USA Radio special on MyPillow Premium Pillows.
Supporters of President Trump and counter-protesters clashed on both coasts. More from USA Radio's Lance Pry.
Violent clashes erupted in Washington, D.C. and Washington State Saturday as supporters of President Trump rallied Saturday with their mantra, "Stop the Steal," referring to the 2020 presidential election. In Olympia, Washington, police arrested two suspects and declared a riot after one person was shot during a face-off between Trump supporters and counter-protesters. The Metropolitan Police Department in D.C. arrested at least 26 people. The Supreme Court declined to hear a lawsuit brought on by a quarter of American states, as well as over 100 congressional leaders on Friday. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
President Trump passed over a rally on the National Mall in Marine One on his way to the Army-Navy football game at West Point. Around the same time as his former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn spoke to the crowd. By the way, the Black Knights shut out the midshipmen 15-0. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Bank. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
China's Chang'e 5 space capsules began its trek from the moon back home. A lander touched down earlier this month, drilled into the moon's crust, and scooped rocks and debris directly off the surface. The probe is expected to land in northern China in the Inner Mongolia region with the material brought back from the lunar surface, the first since the Soviet Union did so in 1976. The best shooting star display of the year happens late tonight. The Geminids meteor shower peaks, sending hundreds of bright-colored stars shooting across the sky from nightfall into the early morning hours. It is the remnants of asteroid 3200 Phaethon from several thousand years ago. A clothing company known for its environmental branding turns away an order from an oil and gas company. From the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau, here's Tim Berg.
Inovex Downhole Solutions says it was recently denied an order of jackets by the North Face, a popular outdoor recreation company, because they are in the gas and oil business. Inovex, based in Houston, says they were planning on getting each of their employees a Christmas gift. This year, it was supposed to be a North Face jacket with an Inovex logo. Instead of sending the company the jackets they requested, the company received a letter from the North Face saying they don't want to support the oil and gas industry in the same way they'd reject something from the porn industry or tobacco industry. Local TV stations in Odessa have reached out to the North Face for comment, but they have not yet responded.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.